You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fresh off of Aotearoa banning conversion therapy, the Green Party has launched a petition to establish a ministry for rainbow communities in New Zealand. Green's rainbow spokesperson, Dr. Elizabeth Kerikeri, has stressed a lack of a home in the government for these communities and that, quote, a rainbow ministry would grow the capacity of the public sector to support, empower and resource our communities, unquote. I spoke to Claire Black, the General Manager of Nationwide Rainbow Support Organisation Outline Aotearoa, about how a ministry could affect the community. What does Outline generally think of the push for a rainbow ministry?
Outline's really excited by this push. We can see a lot of potential in terms of the work we do and having a centralised authority in government who is really able to support and push for improvement for rainbow populations.
What sort of outcomes would you like to see come out of this hypothetical ministry?
There are a few different things that I think could really benefit from this proposal. One is around the capacity of the rainbow sector as it currently exists. We are sort of massively under-resourced relative to the work that we do and managed to get quite a lot done on that low resourcing. But I think having a ministry and government that's responsible for that could really benefit that side of things. Another big one is the consultation processes that currently happen within government. So often we'll go in to consult with one of the ministries that exist, and then we'll have to go and have the same conversations with a different ministry, and they're not necessarily talking to each other. So having a rainbow ministry who is responsible for liaising across all these different ministries would hope, improve awareness of rainbow issues across all the different parts of government that exist. And we've also recently seen all the different rainbow legislation that's going through, and that's quite a burden on rainbow organisations to really advocate because that knowledge isn't necessarily currently held within the different ministries. So having a minister and having people in government responsible for doing that work, we could see that could really benefit getting things across the line.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the recent bill passing for banning conversion therapy, which is amazing, of course, but it took us a very long time to get to that point. Do you think that with the Rainbow Ministry who are focusing on this, we would have gone to that point much earlier?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've seen, as you say, huge progress in recent years, and that's one example, but there is still so much lacking visibility, understanding of rainbow experiences and discrimination across all parts of society. So if we had a ministry that was focused on what are the most relevant issues to different parts of rainbow communities and how can we address those, rather than it having to sit with individual MPs or in some cases waiting until there's a policy platform coming from the government, that could definitely expedite getting some of these things across.
How would you like your organisation and organisations similar to yours to be involved in the decision-making of this ministry?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it is important that as this is being set up, there's lots of consultation with the people working in this space, because for this to work well, it's really important that the people involved are themselves rainbow identified and have good understanding of what's happening in the rainbow communities and rainbow organisations, and beyond that, that there's strong takatāpui representation, that there's strong understanding and representation across different intersections with rainbow identities. So it's definitely more than just picking someone, setting up the ministry and then going. I'm really keen to see a lot of consultation as that gets set up of who in the space is well placed to get involved and understand the relevant issues.
Is there anything that you would like to see that could very specifically affect Outline regarding funding and more resources for young queer youth in New Zealand?
Yeah, so we actually serve all ages as well as young people, which I think is an important distinction because often the focus is just on young people and that's really valuable. But rainbow issues do cut across the lifespan. But to answer your question, I do think that just having more understanding and decision-making power within government would inevitably have positive flow-on effects, whether that ended up being funding or just understanding the intersections with mental health. I mean, the conversion practices is a great example. We've seen this bill come through. There isn't currently any support for survivors of conversion practices in terms of psychosocial support. as part of that, and we're hopeful that there might be, but those are the sorts of things that I would imagine that if you had a rainbow ministry working on these issues would come up earlier in the process.
Do you believe that through your work we would need more support for specifically Māori and Pasifika and generally people of colour, queer youth in Aotearoa?
Yes, I think absolutely yes to that. There's still so little support for rainbow stuff as a whole, and it's very easy when there is support for that to kind of go to the most visible, most obvious population. So making sure that we really are prioritising the needs and supporting people from those different intersectional communities, whether that's rainbow people of colour, Takatāpui specifically, other groups like youth, disabled rainbow people, it's all really important to kind of foreground those identities.
How hopeful are you that the petition will be successful?
That's a good question. I think I'm optimistic that it will make some noise, and this is an idea that has been kind of around in the background, dismissed in the past, but I think it's really valuable that one of the parties has put it as a priority and is going to be pushing it, and hopefully we can get some noise and support around this and see some traction. Particularly, it is quite an obvious gap at the moment that we do have ministries for all these other populations, and rainbow people are a really large population that cuts across every other community, and there's currently no centralised ministry, office, even desk in government that's working to prioritise our population.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Do you have any final thoughts, or would you like to share any ways that our listeners could support Outline?
So always the best ways to support us are to share the word that we have an 0800 phone line and chat service that's open every night, 6 or 9, not just for rainbow people, but for whānau supporters who want to talk through something. We've got a specialist counselling service as well. So making sure that people in your life are aware that we're here. And you can also volunteer if you're from rainbow communities. There's more info on our website, or donate to us if you would like to support in that way.
That was Outline General Manager Claire Black on the need for a rainbow ministry in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.